Gracious Father in heaven, we thank you so much that we can worship you in spirit and in truth. When we sing words like these, we recognize in some way at least that it's not a light thing. That we can come right into your presence. And we thank you with all of our hearts for the love that was manifested to us in Christ and the way that has been opened for us into the heart of our holy God who is all perfect. You invite us to draw near. You who dwell in a light unto which no man can approach. Yet you invite us to draw near because of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you for all that you have done for us, all that you are to us, all that you mean to us, all that you have done for us, all that you do for us. Oh, we love you this morning and thank you. Thank you that we can know you. Thank you that we can draw near. Thank you that we can worship holy God, lift up holy hands, because you have worked in our hearts. We're redeemed. You're redeemed people, redeemed from the hand of the enemy, washed in the blood, forgiven and cleansed, and filled with your spirit. We thank you, Lord. We thank you with all of our hearts today. Lord, we worship you. We bow before you, love and adore you, and rejoice in this so great salvation. Hallelujah. We praise you. Help us all to draw near this morning to God who draws near to us. Help us all to open our hearts wide to God whose heart is open to us. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord, and we thank you. As we come before you this morning, Lord, we want to just praise you with all of our hearts. We want to thank you for your goodness to us in bringing us here into this place today. We thank you that you have spoken to us. We thank you that you have touched us. We thank you for this day, the day that is your day, when we remember that you died for us, but especially that you live for us, that you are alive forevermore, alive in our hearts, alive in heaven at the right hand of the Father, alive in the midst of your people, here in the presence and power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords. We love and worship you, Savior and Redeemer, glorious Lord. We bow this morning and worship you. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to pray this morning, Lord, for your people in our churches at home. We pray that you'll bless as they gather together. Pray that you'll come to those who preach your word. Bless in our home churches, Lord. Move by the power of your spirit in every heart, everyone who comes in to those meetings today, Lord. Bless, Lord, we pray. Have your way. Glorify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And in your church throughout the world, Lord, as part of that great family, as part of that great number, we want to pray that wherever people gather together today, throughout this world, so many people are gathering together to worship you on your day and to hear your word proclaimed. Wherever that word goes forth, Lord, in purity and power, we just pray for the moving of your spirit, the anointing upon the message, and the moving of your spirit in hearts. Bring conviction. Shine your light, we pray. Draw hearts to yourself, Lord. Let today be a day of your great triumph throughout the world, the advance of your kingdom. We thank you, Lord, that we can pray together that your name shall be glorified. Let God be magnified on this great day, we pray. Hallelujah. We also want to pray one for another. We thank you that we can be here together. And though our eyes are fixed upon you, we also reach out one to the other. And for each other, we come to you right now, Pray that you will touch our brothers and our sisters, the ones that are next to us. You know our hearts. You know everything that concerns us, our deepest needs, the ones we don't know about. Lord, we thank you that nothing is hidden from your sight. And we're trusting you and coming to you, our Lord and Savior, as the one who is able to meet every need and to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Unto you, O Lord, be all the glory and the praise. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Antia told me that her song is 85 in the camp books. We love these camp books. The white hymn books or song books. Number 85. At home, we have a little arrangement for this song, and it's just so natural. It's not difficult at all, but you musicians just need to know it, so you just come along, okay? When we get to the end of the last verse, we go back to the end of the first verse, and we just sing that last line again. You see that it follows the words there follow, and we sing, His promises will not fail, okay? And then we sing, Oh, praise the name of the Lord. And that's how we end. It's not difficult. I don't know how it happened. It just came naturally one day. And that's the way we always sing this song at home in Richwood now. I hope that you like this arrangement. I think it's nice. But let's stand and sing 85. Standing. You know, during the song, I wanted to say we can do better, but I was afraid you might not understand that I meant the singing. Anyway. So,